The only time we use the phrase clean and sober is just after a shower and on our way to the liquor store. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to the perfect pour. The perfect
park it pour.
The park it pour, where we park it and pour. Park and pour.
Yeah.
You're here to here to park and rides. It's park and pour.
Park and pour.
I'm Mikey.
Yeah. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just some dudes gonna hang out with you for the next hour or two. Talk about some good beer. Talk about what we did the past week and some beers we're looking forward to this week. Some beer culture, and our listeners are going to call us and let us know what the hell they're doing. That's the show. We're going to have a good time. I anticipate times ahead good or dramatic, one or the other. Before the show, I had a tailgate beer. My tailgate beer that I'm still drinking right now is, I believe, donated to the show by Colin and Janine, but please correct me if I'm wrong. Odell Brewing's Barreled Treasure. Instead of buried, barreled treasure. Imperial Stout.
Barreled treasure.
This was definitely, should have been at least partially drank by Nick, but I have it here, so I'm just going to have to go with it. It's a barrel-aged cold brew coffee stout. It's quite tasty. I think the coffee's fallen out of it quite a bit, but it's still a nice barrel stout. What are you drinking, Nick?
I got my Carl Strauss Breck Alley with Bird Rock Carfee Roasters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
I don't know. It was a birthday present, so I'm drinking it. Okay.
Some jackass lost it for a birthday.
Yeah, it isn't a bomber. It's a glass 22-ounce bottle.
That's how I remember it being as a bomber, so I didn't know if they changed packaging on that.
Carl apparently invested heavily in the Rec Alley bombers.
So like, man, we got to ride this bombers all the way into the ground. Matt, what are you drinking right now?
From Fieldwork Brewing, I'm drinking Double Emeralds. Ale brewed with Simcoe hops.
Why you have field work? That's not fair. You just purchase this in Fresno, California. A nice field work beer. Yep. Easy as that.
California.
A nice California beer. Well, now field work's less special. They're available in Fresno.
Oh, really?
All right, well, we're good. We're all caught up and ready to go. Ready to get the show going. Louie's here. Louie's enjoying some Ritz crackers. That's my my palate cleansing snack is Ritz crackers this week. You guys got any snacks?
I got the Wavy Lays.
Wavy Lays, all right. A little different.
Wavy Lays, yeah.
No dip?
No dip.
Straight Lays.
Straight.
I didn't know you could do that.
Straight.
Okay. You can eat Lay just straight, huh?
Without a dip?
Oh. What the? Okay.
You know, these have some age to them, so they're a little more crispy than usual.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything, Matt?
Cheez-It snack mix.
Snack mix.
Yeah. Fancy.
Is there anything in that snack mix that you don't like? Is there anything where you just stay away from? You like guide your finger away from?
It's not fancy. It costs $2 and everything is salty. So it's the same.
Doesn't matter. There isn't one in particular you like out of that snack mix.
I answered the question.
Do you organize them by shape? Or
I answered the question.
Do you put them out on the table?
I already answered the question.
But I need a different answer, so I'm going to ask a different question. All right, we're good to go. Hooray.
Do you only eat whole pieces, or are you crumb friendly?
Culture, not away from culture. Let's get it going, Matt. You want to start some off with some culture since we missed you last week? Did you miss us at all? Or you're like, woo! What a week of not having to worry about the perfect pour.
Do you hear that? Exactly.
I have trouble remembering that it's August, let alone Wednesday. So I don't know what anything
means. In your mind, there wasn't any break at all. It was like, you're like, what? I missed last week?
Yeah, pretty much. News for Brewers Association members. You can get 30% off of a book that is dropping in September. September 7th is when it publishes, and it can be available for pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Depository, Bookshop, and IndieBound.
Bookshop. Buy it on Bookshop. Don't buy it on Amazon. The author is
Chris Colby, and formal education in biology and chemistry, has spent the past 20 years writing about beer and brewing. An active home brewer, Colby combines his knowledge of science and the art of brewing. And then he is also the author of Methods of Modern Home Brewing. So that's the lead up. And now you're probably wondering what his new book is about.
What's his new book about?
I don't know how far ahead of the curve he is, but I'm surprised that I haven't come across this before, but waiting for the brother. Okay.
I'm here.
All right. So his new book, the up and coming release, nobody has treaded these waters yet. Hard seltzer is a booming category in the world of lifestyle beverages, and many craft breweries are lending their artisanal skills to this refreshing beverage. And so this is a brand new book on how to home brew your own seltzer, hard seltzer.
Damn it, it's about time.
Explore recipes, serving suggestions, and even mocktails for using hard seltzer in this guide. Some of the country's best hard seltzer producers provide recipes and advice for making seltzers for both commercial and home enjoyment.
Where's my hazy seltzers?
So
Scotty B's like, I already could have written that book, Chief.
First quarter of 2021, I bet there's going to be Mr. Seltzer kits showing up to your local Sears.
I'm going to be popular with all the ladies in the neighborhood. Do you hear about that guy down at the end of the street? He's got he makes his own hard seltzer. Oh, my gosh.
He's the one with the Ford Ranger with the light bars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh, not worth it. I love hard seltzers, but no, it's okay.
But yeah, so if $19.95 is too high of a price tag for you and you're a Brewers Association member, you get 30% off of that. So,
all right.
That's a whole $6 off that price tag.
Or just wait till Father's Day.
Yep, put it on your Amazon wish list. Actually, put it on Bookshop. You should be buying, if you're going to buy books, don't buy it on Amazon, buy it on Bookshop. Because it sources from bookstores rather than from Amazon's juggernaut.
Wow. So there is... Let's see, I don't know what the acronym is for, but there's an IRI. It's a company that reports statistics for general purchasing in grocery stores and stuff like that. And they're specifically talking about how the additional $600 provided by the federal government ended in late July. And so that they've been providing data on category purchasing. And since the time that that additional funding has ended and currently, which we're, you know, what is it?
Pandemic. We're in a pandemic.
Yeah. A full 3 weeks into August, three of the four weeks. And they're saying that beer sales have not really fallen.
Oh, no. I would think they would be risen because all we have to do is drink at home.
But so that's what they're saying. They're just like frozen dinners, cookies, soup, refrigerated juices and drinks, refrigerated meat, coffee, breakfast meals, things like that. They have seen a decline in sales since additional funding has decreased, but they're just saying that that hasn't affected the trend of people going out to drink and eat and people to buy beverages at the stores. And so that is and an open opinion that I have with, you know, somebody would ask me, they're like, why did you get in the industry that you did? And I was just like, well, alcohol is an industry, as I understand it, whether people are happy, sad, rich or poor, they're going to buy alcohol. And, you know, you try to think about an industry in any profession, you know, if it's installing light bars on Ford Rangers, well, they brought the Ranger back. So the bars are going to, they're going to forever be useful with
Rangers. Especially, hey, have you seen those new Broncos? They're going to need light bars.
Yeah. So if you're a Ford light bar specialist, your industry is now booming.
Love it.
So, but I generally think all of us, we, you know, we have that conversations with ourselves. It's like, you know, is this the industry I want to be in? Is it going to be something that I can do for, you know, a career, you know, maybe being a high tier mechanic at a dealership, maybe that's not a realistic goal. Or some of the things that we've seen, you know, our, you know, fathers or grandfathers do, trade work stuff, maybe that doesn't exist anymore, or it's not as accessible or as fruitful as it was. But it was interesting to see that there are reports on that relating to the current world. And then the other article that I came across, which you can find this, the previous one and this one on Brewbound, if you wanted to read it outside of my interpretation, is TTB kind of just put out a general bulletin of like, hey, be careful with how you advertise things. They said it's okay to say, you know, like Mikey's hard seltzer only has 110 calories. That's a safe way to advertise your product. But if Mikey was saying, I only have 110 calories, but Nick's hard seltzer has 120, so you should drink mine because it's healthier.
Nick's is shit. Mine's legit.
A percent lower in ABV and it's lower calories. So you could have more of my product than you could have of Nick's hard seltzer. And so they said they're starting to see some smearing campaigns of alcohol, and they're just putting out that reminder of like, hey, don't put out irrelevant advertising. Like,
we know it's a pandemic, guys, but let's not be stupid. We're still here.
And obviously don't say that, you know, a Mikey's hard seltzer will give you wings, you know, that's don't advertise that. That's not a realistic thing.
Well, that's open for interpretation.
So, TTBs, you know, they had to be very formal about it, but it's interesting that at least a way, and I see it, how, you know, these bigger companies and stuff, they put more information readily available to people. It's interesting to see how people react to it, or maybe it impacts them. greater, you know, to have that knowledge versus like getting a letter in the mail or something.
Oh. And then there's breweries that just do whatever the hell they want and wait for the letter to come.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Minnesota breweries form a spent grain co-op to create upcycled flour. So this story is pretty confusing to me, which you can find it on Craft Business. But basically, after grain is used to make beer, typically, you know, some people use it for general farming. But a lot of people would use it for animals, you know, feed for animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most common use of it.
For Louis. They've got a herd pack of Louis. They're going to feed it to them.
And so they're saying that they're able to use spent grains because of how it's broken down with the brewing process and combine it with some other ingredients and create a flour out of it that you can then use with your everyday baking, you know, whether it's pancakes, cakes, stuff like that. And so it's kind of an interesting concept because obviously there is a lot, you know, it's... If you're brewing, for instance, when we brew 30 barrels, that's about 2,000 pounds of grains that are going into a mash tun. So that's a, you know, times, you know, 30 days a month times 12 months a year, you know, that's a lot of grains that can be reused in a certain way. So I found it interesting that they are selling something like this.
Where does Tioga's grains go, spent grains go?
Farmers.
You have like some guys that just show up and like, give me them grains.
More or less. But yeah, other breweries in town do the same thing. People have livestock and stuff like that.
We've seen it. We've covered it.
Are you slipping in a State Farm commercial, Nick?
Maybe.
Go to statefarm.com and enter the offer code THENICK80 to get 20% off your next State Farm policy. Statefarm.com.
Wrong farmers. Okay.
But I've known people to make like dog treats and stuff out of spent grain, but I haven't seen them.
Really bored homebrewers.
But I haven't seen them necessarily make a usable flour for that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Good for them. Now you got map.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you got. Not all you got. That's what you got. The Nick 80.
Close the browser.
Oh man, it's official. Browser window closed.
No more internet for me.
It's enough, man. My screen time's down this week. I'm pretty proud of myself. No, yeah. That's a made up scenario. I don't know if it is or
like,
not.
Like down 30 seconds. My
phone, yeah, probably. My phone tells me like once a week, like, here's your screen time, bro. Like, damn it. How does my percentage keep going up? At some point, it's got to stop, right?
How do I have more hours on my phone than I worked this week? What's going on?
What is this? How do I have more hours than hours I was awake?
Yeah, I was not awake that many.
Somebody was using my phone while I was sleeping, okay?
Damn it, Louie.
Louie, get on looking at pictures of naked labs. Louie.
That's right. Jeez. Plenty of dogs.
What? Plenty of dogs? Plentyofdogs.com.
.com.
Plentyofdogs.com. Oh, he wagged his tail on that. Oh, he has been on there. Oh,
it jiggles
up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. Boys will be boys.
Farmersonly.com.
Nick, what you got?
All right. Speaking of dogs.
Dags?
How about some?
Yeah, I like dags. You like dags?
I like dags, but I need a caravan for me, ma.
A caravan for me, ma.
Would dogs. You like to be the, yeah, the head like brewer dogs. And operations manager of Bike Dog?
Mm. Okay. No experience needed, right?
No experience. No experience other than minimum 3 years brewing experience in a commercial brewery.
Oh, fuck. I was like,
other than that, no experience.
3 years of Mr. Beer Kid experience?
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it says.
Hey, you know what? If you could brew for 3 years on a Mr. Beer Kit, I think you should be hired.
There ain't nothing you can't
do. Yeah, there's nothing I can do. You're like, whoa, tanks, huh? Okay.
You sure it's not a little brown plastic jug I'm brewing out of? That's what wow. I do.
I assumed it would be 100 brown plastic jugs, but okay.
But okay. You want to make a lot of beer at one time, I guess yeah, that's right. How you do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
But don't forget your genuine enthusiasm for beer and hospitality. Don't forget your ability to multitask effectively.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And most importantly, don't forget to get shit done attitude.
Ooh. Ooh, that's the last part. That last part speaks to, like, there's somebody they dealt with in the past that didn't have a get shit done attitude.
Nope.
That they've been burned. They got burned. Bike Dog got burned by somebody that had a, I'll get shit done maybe I'll get shit done. Maybe I won't get shit done. They had to get rid of that guy. So they're like, yeah. You know what? We get a new brewer. Make sure you put this on the application. Get shit done kind of guy. Like, okay.
Get shit done.
I like how they say multitasking ability. Basically, they just mean somebody that knows how to listen to a podcast and eat a cold sandwich while they're waiting for a stuck mash or something like that.
There it is. Wow. That's multitasking.
Oh, the mash is stuck? Well, take your lunch break.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lunch break. Union
It'll
policy.
Be there when I get back.
We don't have a union.
It'll be
here.
There tomorrow kind of attitude.
Not going anywhere today.
Yeah. So if you are genuinely interested in what they require besides our shenanigans,
what?
Go to their Facebook page for their advertisement of such jobs.
We know several brewers. Where's Adrian at? Do we know where Adrian's at? No, I don't know. He's out there.
I do not.
He's out there brewing. You know.
Glad you didn't try and rhyme that word.
No, that was all I could muster with that. Brewing and, you know, brewing.
Really?
Brewing in. Oh, he's gonna come up with the word to rhyme. Brewing. No, he didn't.
And he didn't.
This is what happens when I drink an Imperial Stout.
Is this what happens? This is what we've been missing out
this
on?
This is Stout, Mikey.
Were you banned from Stouts because of...
Yeah, the Stout Commission wrote me a really nasty letter. Last time I got drunk on Stouts, they're like, we can't have you out there acting like you do after some Stouts. It makes it look bad. Stouts look bad. I'm like, come on, bro. Come on, man.
Bringing down our average. You need to step it up.
No. Exactly the problem. We're not a bro category of beer. We're stouts. Okay? Nobody bros out
not a,
drinking stouts. We can't have bros and stouts. Oh, man. Come on. Just one, bro. Come on.
We saw the 805 stickers.
You can have a couple bros and stouts. Come on.
This is not a D's get degrees type of situation.
Like we don't want to have to do a cease and desist letter, but we will do that. Okay, come on. How about
stop
this?
Stop being bro-y.
Yeah. Yep.
Cease being bro-y.
Cease and desist being bro-y. Oh, man. What's wrong, Mike? What's wrong?
I got a letter. It said stop being bro-y.
What am I going to do?
Oh, thank God. Somebody finally said it. I mean, oh, no, that's terrible, honey.
Oh, no.
Those darn guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck them. I'm going to bro out.
Damn it.
I'm going to go double bro. I'm double broing then. Double fuck those bro. Guys. I'm going to double bro. I'm going to drink stouts all day and double bro.
I don't know why, but I'm going to go brew some ciders right now. Take my mind off it.
I just got to relax, man. Brew some ciders. Make it feel better.
That's all you got, Nick?
Yeah. One more.
All right.
Uno mas. So the other dog brewing, known as Brew Dog, Bike Dog, and Bike Dog and Brew Dog, both in the news today.
Oh, did Bike Dog try to sue Brew Dog, or Brew Dog try to sue Bike Dog?
Likeness, cease and desist, dog.
Cease and desist.
Hey, dog, cease and desist. What? You know what I'm talking about, dog. And then
Randy Jackson was like,
yo, dog,
that's mine. You can't say dog. Brewdog's like,
you're all getting pitchy up in here.
Brewdog's like, but we already did. We're saying Brewdog the whole time. Bike Dog's like, we're in California, man. We can say dog. Yo, dog, I was doing that since Journey, dog. I've been saying dog since Journey, dog.
That's hella dog.
Sorry, Nick.
New to Northern California, hella dog brewing.
Hella dog. Oh, that should mean
hella dog. So anyways, Brew Dog, not Bike Dog, formerly known as Dog Brewing. they are
now they're called Bike Brewing.
Just Bike Brewing and Brew Brewing. So they're partnering with Ricky Gervais,
the original
actor.
Original Office, Michael.
So they're launching an effort to get stray dogs adopted by posting stickers, which are in the shape of a flyer of a dog that needs to be adopted.
Aww.
On the cans of their beer. Aww.
You had me adopted.
Yeah. So buy a 6-pack and see what dogs are available to adopt and then go adopt them and share that beer with
them.
Go
get them. And if they're labs, get two.
Ah, two Louis.
Two Louis. You always want two. Two there.
Yeah.
Always.
A pair of Louis. A matching pair of Louis.
Mm-hmm. Can't go
bookends.
Wrong.
Bookends. You need to bookend your beer with a couple Louis.
Yep. They'll double your cracker intake, that's for sure. Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Nick.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Brewdog.
Happy to help.
Speaking of Brewdog, James Watt was going around this week all proud that they're ranked 18th now in the world of world's top 20 beer brands. They ranked the top 20 beer brands and they got 18th, and James Watt was pretty proud of this. There was just about Stella was 19, and Brewdog got 18. So,
did he do a talk or something about somewhere? I saw they have over 2,000 employees working for them.
That might have been a different thing he said, but that sounds right.
Okay.
Hops _ Hound was putting this out there. So look at Hops's feed.
Hops Hound.
But that's pretty impressive to get an 18th in the world for.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a lot of marketing work, so I don't know. But they have been not without controversy, as some people they seem to have a weird practice of hiring their marketers as like they want you to basically put together a whole campaign for him and they don't pay for it. And then they're like, you know what? We don't need to hire you. And then they use your campaign that you is an example for an campaign. That was definitely a thing that happened to them. But it's just interesting that there's these group of personalities in craft beer, all these owners / brewers of like the Brewdog brothers and the Koch's and Dogfish Head guy. And everybody's a character, but then Sierra Nevada is just very quiet and just like, here's our beer. We're the kings and here's our beer. And we don't do any marketing. We just are very little. We just make our beer and you buy our beer.
So this list that are on, I found it. There's not one craft brewery besides them.
Where is that? Or what website is that from?
See, if you go to James Watt Twitter, 2 days ago, he posted a infographic of Brand Finance, world's top 20 beer brands.
Brand Finance.
Corona's number one.
Corona.
Heineken 2. Weiser 3. Bud Light, which is somehow a separate 4. And Victoria's number 5.
Oh, that's interesting.
All the rest are large. Yeah, macro.
All macro.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So they're the only indie on there?
Seemingly. Oh. Unless one of these is indie and I don't recognize it. Like Skol. Is Skol independent?
Right.
From Brazil?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
I'm going to say new.
Carlsberg,
man. The beer fridge. Look at that. Listen to that cricket in the other side of the freaking studio. That son of a bitch. Couldn't find him earlier. Ooh. Let me go kill a cricket. I'll be back.
Mike, he's going to kill a cricket.
Now that you mention it.
I just ran over to him and he stopped for a half a second and then he went back to cricketing.
I feel like it's like an episode of like Space Ghost and with a cricket in the background.
Bastard.
So you're famous.
The frogs.
What's that like?
Apparently the frogs are not working their magic over in this part of the property because once the frogs came, the crickets left and now all of a sudden the crickets are starting to come back. So I don't know. Frogs are getting lazy around here. But there's one in the studio right now, and I'm just worried how it's sounding. Sometimes they show up, and sometimes they don't. And I just pull the beer out of the... It's a crowler, and... Oh, fuck. I cut my nails earlier, and now I have no nails to open this damn tab. It is, like, sealed up against the lid.
What are you doing?
Shh.
Okay.
I love gold.
Hello, Jim. Were you followed?
No.
Good. No, I just called Zorak a cricket, but he's really a mantis.
Oh, really? He's really a mantis. Excellent.
Impersonate me.
He's kind of mantis.
Say, that's pretty good.
I used to love mantises. Used to love to, like, get a mantis and a grasshopper, put them in a jar, and shake them up.
A grass mantis shake? Now, if only we knew where to find a big grasshopper.
Shut up!
Hey, Jim!
I was saying, that's Jim Carrey, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you talk about crickets, and then there's Space Ghost, and then, yeah.
Space Ghost!
It's a relevant topic.
Oh, that was excellent. I just opened up a crowler donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette from Slice Beer Company. Tight Quarters, hazy IPA, and this aroma is amazing, and it's damn good beer. Holy crap. Especially after having a stout. A great setup for an IPA is a stout. This is not a, I'm not a, downgrading stouts. I'm just saying to transition off of a good stout to an IPA is an excellent way to have an IPA.
Nope, too late. We're offended.
Damn it. I've offended the stout crowd. Stout crowd. New brewery.
Hashtag
out of Sacramento. Stout crowd.
Also known as Those Without Pants 2020.
Stout crowd. All we have are IPAs. Wow. This is a good beer. Holy shit. Good job in this Tight Quarters. Good job in this Wazoo. Good judgment. Wazoo has good judgment. Look at Wazoo Corvette on tap.
Yeah. Is there a judgment rating?
Look at his reviews. I trust his reviews. He does skew a little, like he is a little more positive than the average reviewer. You got to keep that in mind. But he does have solid. He has a solid mindset. Solid. It's not what I'm looking for. His sensibilities. He has solid beer sensibilities. So I trust him, and he did a good job with this one. Do you guys like the Sam Adams character, the cousin from Boston? Coffin's from Boston. Have you seen some of these commercials at all?
No.
You haven't seen these yet? They're very, you know, Bud Light-esque, like, you know, they're big beer style
commercials. Oh, the,
but they're,
yeah, the wedding toast guy.
Yeah, one of them's a wedding. He's at a wedding. One of them, he's shooting hoops. And he does like a no-look shot that does nothing. He's like, did it go? Did it go? Your cousin from Boston. So I'm just asking if it's hitting with you guys at all, this campaign.
That's a no.
I don't. I think I don't understand.
I think it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Oh, it's all bad SNL skit, or where does this fall for you?
No, it's pretty solid. It's not
like this guy. Like, I know this guy. Like,
well, if I knew somebody from Boston,
I've run into this guy.
I've run into a Fresno version of that guy for sure, but. I think they're pretty solid. They're not awesome, but they're pretty solid. Modern Times is now in Texas. The Modern Times are our show reps in Texas. Get ready. Now you're gonna have Modern Times to mix it up. I'm gonna assume all the big cities: Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. Austin, Houston. So get ready. You're going to have Modern Times too. You're going to finally step up and get to where Fresno is at with Modern Times. You'll get bored with the cores real quick. And you'll be like,
I'm so bored.
Oh, God. George, four cores.
George, if you still drink beer, please try Modern Times.
George. So Mikey, what's your cliche Modern Times cousin sound like?
The Modern Times cousin. Oh, I had that beer like 5 years ago, and it was bad back then. But okay, you can drink that.
The had it
guy. Had it. Yeah.
Had it.
Your Modern Times cousin's the had it guy. Oh, I had that 5 years ago. Oh. You're just discovering that, huh? Oh, yeah. I remember having that beer when I was 12.
Did not disappoint.
What else is going on?
I believe that.
Microphone Brewing up there in Chicago, north side of Chicago, microphone. They have now a soft serve machine that dispenses soft serve beer ice cream, and they say the ABV still contains the ABV of the beer. And it is a soft serve.
We do not lose ABV for soft serving it.
That's what they say. And it comes on a cone. Wow. You get, it looks like soft serve, although the picture they have on their Instagram, the color looks weird as hell. But it looks like a soft serve outside of that. Matt, can you do, like, how do you keep the ABV the same when you're, because I know Tioga doesn't have a soft serve machine, but they have slushies. Does this ABV change? It's the same machine.
It's the same machine.
Now they're just using it as ice cream. Have you guys tried to do ice cream through that machine?
So when you put alcohol in something, it doesn't disappear unless it's cooked out. Okay. So if you're not cooking ice cream
I like to cook my ice cream.
Or whatever juice or whatever you're mixing into it, it will contain alcohol. So,
all right. So just that if you're doing something cold.
Question confuses me.
Well, I don't know things, okay? You have to understand that I don't know certain things.
If you put peach schnapps into your lunch Dr. Pepper, it's still a peach schnapps.
Oh, okay.
And your Dr. Pepper. It's not.
Dr. Pepper doesn't eat out all the alcohol?
No. I'm sorry, Mikey. I hate to break it to you.
I told my boss that. He seemed to believe it. Like, Mike, are you having a peach schnapps for lunch? I was like, no, I mix it with Dr. Pepper. It's fine.
For lump?
Lump. I'm fine, boss. I can go back to work. I mixed it with Dr. Pepper.
In fact, take the rest of the day off. I'll be fine.
In fact, I love it here. So that's the thing. I'll be waiting for Tioga to do ice cream then.
Can you get the stout IPA swirl?
Stout IPA swirl? Try it. Yeah. Like at Foster Freeze, you get the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get the swirl. They don't call it swirl. What do they call it? Damn it. Yeah. Let's get the mix. One machine. Yeah. Yeah.
Blend it.
Then I wonder if Scotty B has ever done it, made a homemade ice cream.
Bro, you had some beer.
Yeah. Scotty B, let's go. Let's wait. By the way, Scotty B, we're hearing less and less of Scotty B.
Oh, is this Chief. A concern?
I'm a little worried. He's like falling. He's falling away from us. Okay, Chief. Come on, Chief. You got to get back into it. Because the last time he's been calling, he's like, oh, I'm behind on the show. I'm like a month behind. I don't know what's going on.
Dang.
So let's get caught up, Scotty B. I know it's a pandemic, but come on. What's more important? Being caught up on your show,
dying or listening to us.
Yeah. Come on. Also, I would like to know, I've been trying to find out, Arby's has a new sandwich. It's beer battered fish sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to get Arby's to give me what beer is it?
It's the secret ingredient.
Just give me any information on the beer. I was like, what style? Who's making the beer? Give me anything on the beer. No response yet.
Yeah. No one.
Still trying.
Not even a snarky remark.
Because they have a pretty good Instagram, or not Instagram, but Twitter. So, pretty responsive Twitter. So, I was expecting them to respond to me, and they haven't. If I get an update, I'll put it on.
What the damn hell?
Drinking and thinking. Arby's. But come on, Arby's. So if somebody knows what beer Arby's is using for those sandwiches, I just want to know because it'd be fun to know.
Space dust.
Everyone, you guys still on your same beers there?
Yeah, so far. Okay. Getting ready for number two shortly.
I'll be waiting.
Well, you could I play I Love Gold.
Oh, wait. Back it up. Let's get proper.
I love gold.
What do you got?
Drinking Hams.
Oh. This is an indie beer show, Matt.
Okay.
Hams a beer refreshing. Hams.
Land of the clear sky blue water.
How's that Hams? Now, I assume that's the same batch of Hams you had a couple weeks ago.
Batch of Hams.
Now, is that batch still tasting the same? Can you tell that the two weeks have gone by on that Hams?
Nope. Same.
There you go. Hams. It'll taste the same week in and week out. Hams.
By the way, that battered fish sandwich has 1,800 milligrams of sodium.
Ooh. That's a lot, right?
Your average meal should be, I think, 1,500. Mm. So just that one sandwich.
That one sandwich blows up your sodium intake for the day. Wow. So high blood pressure. Don't have that fish sandwich.
Goes for you. Chew Boom says that it's made with real beer. So
it's made with real beer. Okay. You want to know what beer it's made with? Real beer. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, real beer.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Of course you don't. Nerd.
Nerds.
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 Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer? Tell me you're driving.
Hey, we like to let the listeners have a little say in the show. That say is their voice. They can call us or leave us an email. 559-492-0542. You can leave us a voicemail under 3 minutes and we will play it on the show. Also, you can record something on your smartphone or computer and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We welcome it. We love it. More voicemails. Since the pandemic started, our voicemail count has gone down a little bit. So I'm going to try and get you guys fired back up. Let's go, man. More voicemails like this one.
Bueller. Bueller, Bearded Brewer. Hey, Perfect Pour, it's Donnie, and I'm not drinking yet, but I'm going to be soon.
I'm not drinking.
Where do I start? I'm listening to the show Sunday, and it's 95 degrees out. Yeah. It doesn't always rain in Seattle. And the show was good, and I hear that Louis the German Labrador got an Instagram page, and I'm like, crap, now I got to figure out how to sign up for Instagram so I can like it.
It's not that
And way. Then I get cheers at the end of the show, accidentally twice. I'm like, crap, now I got to sign up to be a golden god. It makes me feel guilty. The show was pretty good. I mean, two-thirds good. It was missing the brains of the group, but I decided on Sunday, after doing yard work in the heat, to have an ice cold beer.
A lawnmower beer,
so I
man.
I opened up a gift, a tremendous gift. It was a golden gift from Chew Your Beer. It was a TDH Citra from Tioga Sequoia, and it was yummy. God. Delicious. Ooh. Thanks, Chew. I wanted to repay him, so I let the Dodgers beat the Mariners two games.
Nice.
I didn't want him to feel bad if the lowly Mariners would beat up on the Dodgers, so. Anyways, guys, show's awesome, as always. Thanks for everything. And I can't wait for the next show because I'm going to be listening to it while I walk in the morning on the strip in Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas
for a whole week. I'm going to sit by the pool and play golf.
Nice.
Anyways, keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye. Donnie's in Vegas. Be careful out there, man. Stay 6 feet away from everything in Vegas. There is, the Vegas pools are nice, man. Yeah, I miss Vegas. It's been a few years. I ain't that big of a gambler. It's just, I don't know. It's not as fun as it was.
Still no one to hold him?
Yep. Not as fun as it was in my 20s, but I appreciate the pool lounging more than I did back then, I guess now.
That is fun.
Pool lounging, fun.
Uh-huh. And an easy way to blow $200 in an afternoon. That's fun.
Oh, wait. Oh, Nick's willing to blow $200 by a pearl pool in an afternoon?
I think I've just got expensive.
Oh, I've just got a new business. Yes. I got to talk to producer Becky. We've got to start up a new business right now. I got a couple of suckers that just live a block away. They'll come over to our pool and spend $200 in the whole day. Make a little quick cash.
If I got a reserved lounge chair and you keep bringing buckets of beer out to me. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Do you need one of those cabanas or you just want a lounge chair?
Let's talk about this. Is there a cabana available?
If we can private make one cabana available, if we can make $200 a day on you.
No. I don't want no Dick's Sporting Goods $50 easy up.
You don't want an easy up? A $25 easy up? You don't want like a cabana here. You don't want my umbrella, like 5-year-old faded umbrella? Like put a,
I got umbrella up for you. Here's your cabana.
Here's your cabana, sir.
Ah, here's our finest of cabanas.
Our finest. May I have a cabana per two, please?
Oh, geez. You're expecting company, huh? Oh, okay. We weren't ready for that, but we will figure that out, sir.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe we won't. It's starting to sound like work. Never mind.
I expect fresh towels after every swim.
Definitely not worth $200 now. I'm out.
I'd like to know when happy hour starts so I can get half price.
Happy hour is all day. Those prices are happy hour prices all day.
Oh, that's already discounted.
Yeah. So you didn't see it, but we already discounted it. If you would have seen it, you would see like how big a discount.
What about those two you're being here, man, Nick and Mike? How you about those doing? I know. It's freaking hot, Holmes. It's 111 where I'm at. I'm sure it's even worse where you're at with humidity. Big ups to the bottle shop, homie, for getting some Highland Park Brewery beer in there. I'm actually sipping some Tropi Wahana. It's a IPA with bananas. Delicious beer. If you want to know more about it, check my Untappd.
Nick loves that.
You can know what's in this beer.
Quick little thing.
I heard Zach is now delivering California-wide. Hey, Zach or Steven, if you're listening, get that chocotazo going, homie. Chocotazo. The bottle shop will order a bunch of that stuff, homie. They want to host Chew Your Beer at their store, and you can get that stuff out there. And plus, I would buy a couple cases myself. Orale. So, Mikey, I received your newsletter, Drinking and Thinking. I love it, homie. I really appreciate that. It's beautiful when I could just sit there and then I get this email notification and it's you and it's 9 a.m. in the morning. I just had pancakes and coffee and bacon. I'm just sitting on my lounge. I'm chilling with the AC on.
That's the whole point of this.
And I get to read something pretty cool, homie. And so I've been thinking and drinking. So just some quick little things maybe you guys can answer. Ready? Land of the Lost, The Family, did they ever make it out? Harrison Ford, is he related to the truck people, the car people? Donkey Kong, is he related to King Kong? And also, last but not least, can you guys handle a 40-ounce beer nowadays? That's what I've been doing. I've been thinking and drinking, homie. When I drink, I get buzzed, and these are the stupid things I think about. So, Mikey, you might be able to use some of this shit. Maybe the 40-ounce one. Can we drink a 40-ounce beer now and not get a buzz? Maybe we can, because we used to think 40-ounce beers, 40s, or malt liquors were high ABVs, but now we're sipping. I'm sipping this beer, and this thing is 7.5, and a 40-ounce was only like 5%. So what do you think? Also, choose barbecue tip of the week. This week's tip is more of knowledge, homie. When you tell your friends we're barbecuing or we're grilling, here's the difference. When you're grilling, it's because you're spending less than an hour on your grill. So grilling is you're putting chicken up, you're cooking it fast, burgers, hot dogs, a couple steaks. When you're barbecuing, it's actually when you're smoking. The time, you're taking the time and effort to cook a meat. So let's say, for instance, you invite friends over and they're supposed to come over to your house around 4 p.m. So you start grilling at 4 p.m. because you hang out, you mingle, you talk, you drink some beers, and you cook. You grill real quick. But if you're having family or friends over at 4 p.m., you start barbecuing at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. So that's right. The big difference. Just a quick little tip, barbecue versus grilling. So now you know. This is Chew Your Beer. You like to watch it, homie. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. That's a great, that's the biggest piece of that. Yeah, he's right. Like, if you're inviting friends over, you're grilling, and like, yeah, the implication, or you're implying that you're saying, oh, like, come over at 4, I mean, and you're probably, yeah, in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, okay, I'll have the barbecue ready, or the meat ready at like 5, 6. But if it's family and you say, hey, come over at 4, I'm going to have dinner ready at 4. Like, it's going to be like 3. But if there's a difference between when you have family over, you're just like, all right, let's do this thing. Let's get it done. All right, let's cool. Do it. But friends, you're like, yeah, come over early. We hanging out. We'll eat when we eat. And that's grilling. But if it's more... But it's more technical. It's barbecuing. So they get choose questions early on there, if I can remember them. So Lena the Lost family, did they make it out? Yes. You guys are too young. Like me.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I remember it, but.
Isn't that the one where the Ford Explorer goes through a crack in the ground?
Maybe the Will Ferrell version. There's a Will Ferrell movie that did Land of the Lost, but it was a 70s show. It was very weird, very 70s, but it was this family that basically time portaled back to dinosaur age. And not only were there dinosaurs, but there were these things called slee stacks, where there's just like alien human beings that would just sort of walk around like zombies, and like they're basically like alien dinosaur zombies. And
oh, that's bad. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And then they had like this little friend that Chuta, that's Star Wars. This little like caveman boy that was their friend. And so they were just stuck there for. But I seem to remember them getting back, and then they're just like, you know, those kind of things are like, they get back and they're like, this isn't as cool as I thought. Let's go back to
Really bad production.
Well, yeah, dude, but it was 70s. It's all we had. HR Puffin stuff and freaking Lena the Lost. But I feel like they did make it back eventually, but now I have to research that. Thanks, Chew. That's in my head. And then now I don't remember any of the other four questions. There are three more questions he had. But my answers are yes, no, no, yes.
Wow.
Those are my answers to those questions, Chew. What was this question?
And you can get that stuff out there. And plus, I would buy a couple cases myself. There, and then I get this email notification, and Econ. Is he related to King Kong?
No.
And also, last but not least, can I or can you guys handle a 40-ounce beer nowadays? That's what I've been doing. I've been thinking and drinking.
Could you guys handle a 40-ounce beer now?
Is that all I'm having, or is that in addition to my evening?
That's a good question. Because, yeah, if that's all I'm having, I'm no problem. Oh, yeah.
No problems.
Zero issue.
Is it after two 22-ounce bombers of Krauthaus? Yeah. Maybe not.
Then I'm going to feel it in the morning.
Yeah.
You guys don't regularly have crowlers to yourself?
32's all right.
Not enough.
The extra 8 might kind of push over the edge.
Only on nights like these, the perfect pour nights.
That's like 2 beers. I mean, if you had another 2 or 3, it's all right.
Yeah. NBD?
I just refreshed my tight quarters.
I don't want to know where you're going with that because you're cracking yourself up right now.
That's funny. Come on. That's funny. That's just that's funny. It's very
Michael my Scott. Tight quarters. That's what she said.
My tight quarters beer. Just got a new one. All right. Still got a couple more voicemails. Let's go. It's happening. It's all happening, guys. Podcasts. Yeah! Life.
What a little tribute beer here with Shout Out Show, homie. This week's shout out is long overdue, I say. It's been a while. It's been a minute, homie. It's been 4 years, I say. So check it out, I say. The reason why I went to Fresno was not only to be on the Perfect Pour Pod, but also to hang out with Steve and Zach from Zach's Brewery, homie, to create and to collabo on Chocotazo. The boys reminded me last podcast, that Zach, you are now delivering statewide, homie, in California. That is an amazing accomplishment. Now you have 2 beers that are out. And then, from this voicemail, there's probably a few others out now. So this shout out goes out to Steven Zach, his family, and the whole crew that works at Steven Zach's Brewery, What else can I say, homie? The bottle shop is looking forward to carrying some of your beers. So hopefully Chocotazo gets canned and we can get some on the shelf. They want to have a beer that their number one customer has created and they want to sell it. And I would also order a couple cases myself, homie. Other than that, Steven and Mr. Zach, this is your shout out. You guys, it's been long overdue. I've never forgot about you guys. If you guys were in LA, I would be your number one customer. I would have my own personalized stool at your bar. That is for certain, homie. This is Chew Your Beer, Steven Zach. This is your
shout out.
You fucking deserve it, dog.
Nice. Yeah. He nailed it too. He nailed the shout out music. I wonder if that was his first take. I'm gonna need to start here and take one, take two, take three. I mean, because that was that was pretty solid. That was take one. The Zach's. Oh, sorry, that's my bad. Oh boy, need a new cable.
Oh boy.
Thanks, Chew, and thanks Zach's Brewing for delivering California wide. I'm waiting for a listener, besides you, to tell me about getting Zach's Brewing to their house. So I'm expecting that soon. I expect a lot of listeners like podcasts. I expect you to do a podcast and send it to us like this one.
Beer Money!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, Sky91, and it's not about wrestling with beer tonight, but it's about hockeying with beer because the NHL playoffs.
Let's go Canucks!
Back.
Let's go Canucks!
And even though my Rangers got knocked out, it's been great watching hockey from noon to midnight, just about every day. The NHL has been doing a great job keeping the players and the staff safe in Toronto and Edmonton. Kudos to them. It's been keeping me sane, along with seeing a few friends and being able to visit some breweries. Speaking of beers, though, most importantly, I am drinking right now a Sloop Brewing's No Tan Lines New England IPA, 6%. IPA with flaked wheat, flaked oats, and Citra Cryo and Cashmere hops. Super citrusy and just hoppy, and it is a New England IPA through and through, just like about everything Sloop Brews. So
what?
No shock there.
What?
Which isn't exactly a knock on Sloop. They brew the New England IPA as well, so like, why stop doing them? But one beer I wanted to touch on that I had tonight that was really surprising was the Dream Sphere by Abomination Brewing and Skygazer Brewing.
What?
It is a sour, fruited beer with lactose, chocolate, and strawberries.
What?
I really didn't think the combo was going to work well, but the sour, the lactose, the strawberries, the chocolate, it all sort of blended together really well. So kudos to those guys on that collab beer right there. So that was something we actually swung by that restaurant specifically for because they said they had it untapped. And luckily, they still had some cans left. So that was cool. Also, over the past week and a half, we visited four breweries up in the northeast corner of Connecticut that I actually hadn't been to before because they're about an hour away. And it's like, it's a long trip, but we bit the bullet. And we visited Taylor Brook Brewery, Bare Hands Brewing, The Crossing Brew Pub, and Black Pond Brews. Black Pond Brews was really cool. It's been one that I've been meaning to get to for a long time since they collab with Relic on a beer. Super cool. All four knocked those off. Just trying to keep going at my goal is finishing off all the breweries in Connecticut. Only have maybe a handful or so left. But by the time I get to those, four or five more will probably pop up. So it's like a never-ending cycle chasing a goal.
Nice.
But hey, that's what we do as beer snobs, trying to chase those unique beers, unique breweries.
Uniques only, man.
Yeah. So I'll wrap things up, guys. But as always, it's been fun hanging out with everyone in the Zoom chats. Sorry I bounced out this past week just randomly. I got another call, and I didn't think it was going to go so long. And by the time I got back, it was gone. But hopefully, maybe I'll see you guys Friday again. We'll see. But until next time, everyone, I am the Sky 91, and that's the bottom of the keg. Because Sky 91 drank it.
Thank you, Scotty 91, and everyone that called in to this show. That's right. You can have your own podcast within this podcast. If you've got 3 minutes of a podcast, a weekly or a bi-weekly, whatever weekly show you've got, we'll host it. If it's related to the show, we'll host it. You just got to call it in, send it to us. Or if you're trying out, you're like, I might do a podcast. I want to try it. Let me try it out. We'll be your stomping ground for that. And Sky, I once tried to say sorry for jamming out. On one of those Friday night Zooms, I just basically passed out and left my camera on. Everyone had to leave and
let it rolling.
Yeah, everyone's like, sorry.
Somebody had to end the meeting with
that. Yeah, somebody had to end it. Like, I was still there, apparently. Like, we got to go. But Mikey, hope you're alive. He might be dead.
Could be dead.
He might be dead. We're going to assume he's passed out. But yeah, this Friday night Zoom's still going on, man. And we're not going. Here in California anyway, the pandemic's not going anywhere. So staying at home is still just as relevant as it ever was. So might as well Zoom it up. Friday night Zooms, if you want to get part of it, you don't have to be a Golden God. Get in touch with Mr. Jazz on Untappd with 1Z. Mr. Jazz or Chew Your Beer is always in there. All the people you hear about on the show, they usually have the code if you want to message them. Or if you want to message us, had some beer, guys. You want to message us on Friday evenings, late Friday afternoons, it begins. You want to get in there and just hang out on the listener Zoom. We have the codes to get you in. So please let any of those people know You can hang out with all the cool peeps of that listen to. Why did I say peeps? I don't know. The perfect play. And thanks for calling, everyone. As we continue on with the show, anyone got a new beer?
I feel like I opened up a Don't Be Suspicious.
Don't be
suspicious. I love gold.
Zach's Brewing. A lot of Zach's Brewing. I feel like I need to mix it up this weekend and get maybe either some House of Pendragon or some Pine and Palm or something. Has Pine and Palm been running their patio, I assume?
Don't know.
I wonder if Zach or House of Pendragon, because the House of Pendragon has a patio already. They should be all right.
Yep.
All right. You can go pick up some beer.
Looking out for beers.
Some beers to look out for this weekend, Matt. Do you have anything?
So, I'm part of many beer groups on the Facebooks, and there's a Chico beer enthusiast is one of them.
You got involved with the Chico beer enthusiast. You're like, yep, I'm joining that.
I'm in Central Coast. I'm in Chico. I'm in Sacramento area. I'm in the Valley Craft Central Beer Drinkers and the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers.
Why not get into
Niners?
Why don't you look for Boise Beer Drinkers? Boise. Look for Cheyenne, Wyoming.
That's not California. It's not California. So I'm in multiple groups. And this evening, an interesting post came up, and I'm interested to maybe not the liquid that's still inside of some of these bottles, but there was an individual that posted, found these while cleaning out the closet. Dates range from 81 to 88.
Whoa.
There is 5 bottles that are full and an additional 9 that are empty.
Whoa.
So if I'm talking Chico, what am I talking about?
We're talking Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. So still sealed.
Oh my God.
They have.
Oh my God.
And they have a 1986 Celebration Ale.
Oh, wow. They made a Celebration Ale in 86?
Yes. Nice. Unknown date. They have a Bigfoot.
I like
also
that.
An unknown. Unknown date. Unknown. Well, yeah, maybe it's on the label, smaller print, but they're between 81 and 88. And they're horribly dusty. You can still see there's liquid. I don't know what closet. The person that posted it is probably my age. Hey, they're probably as old as these beers.
I don't know beer, okay? I found these. You want them?
These beers are between the age of my brother and myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Do they have beards like you guys? Do they have to wear glasses?
No. So there's Celebration. There's Bigfoot. There's another Celebration, which is a different log cabin, so it's a different label. Then there's Chico Pioneer Days.
Pioneer.
Beer. There's Pioneer Days Beer. I don't know what that is. Never heard of that.
It's from Selma? Is that a Selma beer? Selma reference?
And then there's another Bigfoot Ale.
Local
which
joke.
Which the labels look similar between those two. So yeah, just imagine coming up on those, cleaning out the basement. Chico Pioneer Ale.
That has to be some early Sierra shit right there. Dude, so where can I buy this? Is this on eBay? What's happening? I want to buy. Can the Perfect Pour make this purchase? Put it in the bad beer drawer?
Yeah, I don't even know if anybody's ever talked about this beer since the internet has existed.
Oh, I got to get a post up so I can be number one in SEO search engine optimization on this post.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
Blocker talk.
An amber ale pops up, but not nothing about.
I could be a first. I could be first in the community on Untappd to drink that beer, like chew your beer.
And so there's
first in community, first to drink it.
I did it.
So these bottles I just listed off, they're traditional Sierra Nevada stubby bottles. You know, the couple of the celebrations, they have the neck label and including the body label. They're all paper, which is true.
They still somehow had the indie beer label. No one knows how that happened.
Yeah. Then there's two 12-ounce bottles.
Time travel.
Time traveling.
They're tall, skinny, like New Belgium bottles, which is different for Sierra Nevada. And one of them's a porter, and one of them's a pale ale. And the pale ale looks exactly like the recent like rebrand where it was a retro label. So that was interesting. And then in different various style bottles, between short and squatty and the tall thinner.
Short and squatty.
Even screw off.
That's how I like my woman. Even short and squatty.
even screw off tops, which is weird. But there is a celebration. Merry Christmas. Then there is a celebration of 1982. Which doesn't feature Christmas style. It just has some people on it. And then there's a special issue 1982 Chico Criterium beer. I don't know what that is.
You know, they used to love to tie Chico in with all their beer names.
Yeah. You know where we came from.
Chico Pale, Chico IPA. Chico Stout.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's an old Chico Brewery commemorative beer.
Chico commemorative. We're very Chico guys. Okay, we get it. You're from Chico.
Then there's three different renditions of bottle style, screw off, tall, skinny, stout bottles. These were all empties, but I was just as far as like if you had something hanging in the garage, these would look pretty cool on the shelf. So,
all right.
Interesting past. The person posted it. People have asked questions like, where did you find these?
I don't know. I bought it. Okay.
What's going on? And they simply responded with some. Then they responded with a Saxton Brewery, three bottles of that. But
they're like, hey, man, how'd you acquire all these Sierra Nevada stuff? They just respond with a Saxton Brewery picture.
Yeah. And they respond with a different brewery. No information of. Whose closet, where these are found, any backstory, nothing. Just.
Oh, that's perfect.
Wow.
Hey, what's going on with these here? How'd you get these? Here's some socks and beers. Okay.
It's literally the exchange.
Oh, gosh. That stuff is hilarious to me. So that's what it's looking out for.
Oh, the Bigfoots. Oh, sorry. One question was answered. 87, 88 on the Bigfoots.
Okay. Now we know. Oh.
Now we know.
You want to drink a Bigfoot like as old as Matt? Is that Nick, you into that?
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
It probably tastes more like foot these than it does anything
less
else.
Big, more foot.
Foot. My name is Daryl. My name is Daryl. What did you call me? Bigfoot. Looks at his foot. My name is Daryl.
So yeah, that's some anything else in my. Well, I mean. These probably cost money if I was trying to obtain them, but the knowledge about them wouldn't cost anything. But
we need to get these.
I would like to know more.
All right. That's all you're looking up for?
Yeah, other things cost money, so.
Yeah. All right. The Nick 80.
Word. I haven't had a Resident Brewing in a while, so I'm looking out for the Resident Brewing Chasing Mosaic.
Chasing Mosaic. Oh, I'm in none of that. Where's Resident from? Is that New York?
Oh, boy. No. Is it kind of like Chasing Amy, but Chasing Mosaic?
Dude, that beer will never go straight, man. That beer is a lesbian beer. Don't try to make it a straight beer.
Wow.
Chasing Amy reference.
Just go, okay. Ben Affleck on him, yep. Or what?
Come on. I'm Ben Affleck. You got to go straight.
Nope.
I'm Ben Affleck.
Still pretty gay. Damn it.
Affleck.
Affleck.
Affleck. San Diego.
San Diego's.
Oh, man. 4th Street, San Diego. I've been there.
Been there.
Been there. I've been there. Haven't you been there? Let's see my mop. It's right off of the 5.
South 105.
Stuart, get out of here.
North Gas Lamp.
Oh, man. You don't want to be north of Gas Lamp, dude.
Ooh, it's rough. Bad.
Oh, yeah. I hope you don't own
any property there. You got the donut bar.
I hope you don't own any property there, dude.
Yeah. You got, like, the Tipsy Cow.
Oh, no, dude. You don't want to be by there.
You got Breakfast Sorority Republic.
Girls and Bros, man.
I've walked by those things.
You got the Westgate.
All right.
You got the House of Blues.
No, dude, you don't want to go there.
House of Blues.
There's no good shows there, man.
You got the Fat Axe.
Send your packages.
Yeah, send your beers back to your bros. Send your
beers back to your bros. Like, look at San Diego beer, bro.
Is there anything liquid, perishable, or flammable in here?
No. Glassware. Glassware. It's all glassware.
Yeah. I hear sloshing.
You sure send a lot of glassware? Yep, sure do. It's glassware. Fucking send it.
It's all the time. Artisan.
Hey, don't call. It's artisan. Hey, don't.
It's fragile.
Don't stop asking me questions, man. Just send it. All right.
Wait. I'm remembering industry. That the guy's name was Devin, not Stuart.
Devin. Devin, what are you doing here? Devin, what are you doing here? I'm out of here.
I broke my saw. I was gonna park near Colorado. You know there's no parking in Colorado. I said parking near Colorado.
Yeah, Stuart. Jeez. Man. The listeners love it when we do California bits. They love it.
There's two videos on YouTube. It's 40 minutes of your life.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
We know. Any more you're looking out for, the Nick?
That is me.
All right. I'm looking out for Humble Sea Brewing. And this week's Humble Sea Brewing.
Yeah.
In Narcolus Cage.
Narcolus
Cage. Yeah, instead of Nicolas Cage, Narcolus Cage, man.
Okay.
And it's a national treasure, Nicolas Cage, on the label.
Oh.
It's not, you know, there's a lot of Nicolas Cages you could do. If you're going to put Nicolas Cage on your label, a lot you could do. Humble Sea.
He's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Humble Sea with National Treasure, Nicolas Cage. So it's a DDH. We're going to
steal the Declaration of Independence.
Going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Simcoe, Woteka, 8.2, DDH. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do an investigative search so I could put it out there on Drinking and Thinking, but pretty sure Humble Sea has about 4 recipes, but they just change the name of the beer every week.
Damn it.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going on there. But
that's their game.
You guys aren't looking out for the new Stone Brewing's 24th anniversary double IPA. It's coming out.
Maybe. Maybe.
I feel like this anniversary beer from Stone, it's, you know, we've had our history with it. I think we have a 16th. That's the infamous 16th anniversary beer.
Okay, I thought we drank that. Did we
I think we had two. I still think we have one. Man. I still think we have one in a bad beer drawer. I'm not 100%.
That is the first thing that came to my mind when I read about
their. We have a long history with the anniversary beers, but I feel like if you're a craft beer drinker, like it's sort of like you have to have the anniversary beer. Like that's just sort of a given. You're going to try it every year. Stone's anniversary beer, you're like, it's like not the same, but like similar to having respect for a Sierra Pale. Every craft beer drinker is like reverence for Sierra Pales. You have, so when the Stone anniversary beer comes out, you're like, well, I have to try it. Just even if you don't like it, it's like, I have to know what it tasted like this year. So there's that. Modern Times has the Mega Fortunate Islands.
And lemon burpee.
The Mega Fortunate Islands, I don't believe it's an 8% DIPA with Citra and Amarilla. Amarilla?
Amarilla.
I don't, and it's in a can, 16-ounce can. I don't believe I've had that Mega Fortunate Island in a can. So I don't know if this is the first time they're canning it, but it would be the first time I would have it in a can. And this is the first time I've had it.
First time, huh?
Yeah, first time. So looking out for that. That's enough looking out for us. Whoa.
Okay, so I have a beer that's as old as Stone's 16th anniversary.
What? What is it? Oh, he's showing it on the camera. Vertical Epic.
Yeah. So this is when the first 12 years of the new century, all the dates will line up. So 12-12-12, December 12th, 2012.
Wow. It's pretty old.
It's old, bro.
It's 8 years old. 8 years old pretty soon. Yeah. Are you going to open up this December?
I don't know. Should we do it?
Maybe.
Will we be allowed to get back together in December?
I don't know. I feel like we probably won't, but we'll see. Play it month to month here on the perfect bar. I didn't think Nick had that deep of a fridge over there. What other beers you have in your fridge, hiding in your fridge over there, Nick?
Do you want some teasers?
I don't know. If you can save from there. Oh, okay. Nick's going to go over there. He's got some age. I have zero aging beers. I have drank I had a few Tioga beers that was like aging, saving for verticals. Yeah, I drank them all. I have zero. I literally have no beer on my shelf. There is not a single beer. So I have drank them all. Every beer in there is perfect pour bottles. So we wait for Nick to come back. Matt, Bearded Beret 7, did you drink some beers this week of interest?
I did.
All right.
From Slice Brewing Company, I had Good Smells, which was a double IPA. Then I had Mega Tropics, which is a West Coast IPA, but single, not double. We were donated some Black is Beautiful beers. I opened the Black IPA, one of them. We still have three stouts, which I plan to get one to each of us.
All right.
So that we can all have our Black is Beautiful segment. And then I believe I had the Monk's Cellars. Or Monk's Cellar, West Coastin.
In
Roseville, another brewery in Roseville,
California.
So those were some at home been caught drinkings. I did make it out to Out of the Barrel. They had Finer Things on draft. And I had the aforementioned Fieldwork beer. And then I also had the Urban Roots Ultimate Collab, Friends with Social Distances.
So. Solid name.
Yeah. Those are some noteworthy Ben Cott drinkings.
Some noteworthy Ben Cott drinkings. Bearded Brewer 87 on the untap. God dang it. Stupid cable. Killing us.
Stupid.
Stupid. Oh, Nick. Oh, been there the whole time.
So my other two oldest beers.
Yes.
Shit. 2012 Narwhal.
Narwhal.
Chug it.
Chug. Chug it. Bro, chug, open bro. It up and chug it.
And what I believe is a first year Bigfoot barley wine.
First year?
2013.
What's got a cork and cage?
Barrel aged. Yeah.
Cork and cage.
So this isn't just Bigfoot, it's barrel aged.
Excuse me, this is barrel aged?
This is barrel aged, Daryl.
So there you go. That's what's going on in Nick's fridge.
That's my cellar, bro.
That's my cellar. That's it. This week, I still had some of that El Cap Easy West Coast Tall Boys to finish Ooh. Off from Tioga Square. Yeah. Yeah. Those are good. The General Sherman IPA 4-pack of General Sherman cans from the Save Mart. Those are good.
Ah.
Yeah.
Save Mart.
And the Loud from Almanac Beer Company, the Hazy IPA. It was okay. It was okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Everyone's uncomfortable. And let's see. I think that's all I had. I had a bad week, man.
Man.
It was an off paycheck week, so. Less Ooh, that means less times beer are drinking. Times are tough.
That's right.
And that's enough of that. Jeez. I got it. Where the fuck am I? Oh. Everything's cool. I'm all right. Cheers. Oh, boy. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to the Zacks. I actually saw them in person from a distance, of course.
Oh.
On Saturday at my beer pickup.
So it was cool to see all the family out there. They were
I heard they have a moment. Couple of new sours this weekend. You want to go down there? Canned.
Yeah. So they are canning. They've always been canning, but they are canning with real labels now on their beers, and they are also self-distributing. I don't know if you guys
heard that.
So there are some Zacks floating around Fresno.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's from the new canning labels and stuff, I assume.
Yeah, now that they have actual advertisement on labels, I think Maroa Shell, I think, what do you say, Peacock Market? The one way out in Clovis?
Mm-hmm. MGA The Loop.
MGA The Loop, there you go. So he's got some cans out and about.
All right.
The ones Mikey's talking about is the Key Lime Pie Sour, the Prime of Lime. And to the juicing room. Playoff of Willy Wonka.
All right. Willy Wonka.
Blueberry Sour.
I want my Oompa Loompa now.
All right, Baruka. This will mean nothing to anyone unless you lived in Fresno in 2010.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I had a Zoom meeting with those who are formerly known as Trumpet Solo.
Whoa. Oh, that's cool.
I got to Zoom with the May brothers and have a beer.
Nice. That is a good Zoom.
Whilst Zooming with them and reminisce about our
remember when we played music in places?
Being an indie band.
I remember when we played music in places. That was pretty cool. Yeah, it was.
So look for a new podcast coming soon to the Dorktown Network.
Hey, I'm all about it. It's called the Trumpet Soul Reunion Show. It's just every 5 years, you guys get together on Zoom.
And go, my God, can you believe it? We were a band. Yeah.
Remember? We played for 1 year.
Remember? All the illegal places we played? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that dude's house that did keg stands?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
The gig is a gig is a gig.
It's a gig. Remember that one gig where the host made us do keg stands? Yeah.
Oh, man. And eat tacos.
Yeah. You gotta eat those
terrible
tacos.
Homemade tacos.
These are fried tacos. They're the best fried tacos you've ever had. Okay. I believe you. No. Have one. You gotta have one. They're really good. Fried tacos. Best you've ever had. Right here. You can get them right here.
Okay. It's a reference. Nick played my 40th birthday party. This band.
What? www.spotify.com/trumpetsoul.
There you go.
The Nick 80 for 20% off your listen.
Wait, does Trumpet Soul has to get some money from that Spotify, right? Like, I'm sure it's nothing, but like, who is
like a fifth of a penny?
Does Reed get checks for like 25 cents every 3 months or what?
Yeah, so I think his words, it was after 10 years, we finally have broke even for the $50 we spent to post it on Spotify.
Yes, nice. Now it's all profit, baby.
It's all profit, baby. So in 10 more years, we'll have a profit.
Oh, yeah. Spotify, you pieces of shit. Of course, I have a Spotify premium, but you guys are assholes. Pay your artists more.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to fellow podcasters of the Indie Beer Show. I've independently but collectively bumped our Patreon donation to them.
Oh,
so now are able to buy them a pint and give them additional money for a tip. So
wow,
I believe that's their tier.
I didn't know this. So
Well, I was informed that the Perfect Pour was already a supporter of that. Right. So
we are. But yeah, it was small. You bumped it up. No, I didn't. No, pull it. They don't deserve that. That's bullshit. Sons of bitches. I'm kidding. Any as much money you can give the podcasters, the better.
Just trying to keep. I mean, they've
they're good kids.
They've entertained.
Yeah,
they've entertained me on Thursday evenings. I've been finding myself home in the evening, and they've been doing live videos, and so it's entertaining to watch.
Really,
what goes on?
They're good kids. Indie Beer Show and SC Beer Talk. Good, good peeps down there. If you want to listen to some shows. I think for Brewers do a nice show. I think, that website guy does a nice show. Nah, my brain's going to fry. I can't think of anything now. That's all you got for cheers, guys. We good?
Yes, sir.
Well, cheers. We already know Donnie Adams said it himself. He's a new golden god of the Perfect Four. Thanks, Donnie. Man, bringing in, we haven't had a new one for a while, so really appreciate it. Lots going on this year, so we understand that. But thanks, Donnie, for getting in, and now he gets exclusive rights to our private Facebook group called The Pourum, and also gets to hear the Tailgate Show in exchange for the money every month. So thanks, Donnie. We really appreciate it. We use that money to keep the show going, so don't think it goes for nothing. Thank you. Also, I'd like to thank Tommy V138 Beer for Strange Climate, Ants Girl 17, BL Clark, Candace_0, that's Candace Stone, Senior_Groozy, and Javier Carrillo, Chew Your Beer, Florida Steve 78, Hops_Hound, Jax Young Lion 82, and also cheers to Drunk History, Comedy Central's Drunk History. They will not be renewing Drunk History. Drunk History is now a canceled show. 6 seasons of Drunk History. I love that show. It's always funny.
The reenactments are pretty good.
They're pretty damn good. The actors they get for them are excellent. The comedians they get to recite the history are excellent. It's been really good, so but it's over now, so cheers to Drunk History.
Bye.
I can't say I've watched it since it was Jack Black on Funny and Die. So.
Oh, come on, man. It's been good this whole time.
Yeah. The nuance is they leave in all the ums, buts, and burps and throat clearings. That's continued to make it great.
Yeah. The fact that they do that stuff line it up with a drinker. Like, it's always best when the person reciting the history is really drunk. Like, sometimes they'll get somebody that's not that drunk and he has to like really push them hard to whatever. But like when the person's really shit faced, that's when they're good.
Yeah.
But cheers to Drunk History. Cheers to everyone that shares the show and talks about the show with their friends and whatever, man, and just hangs out with us every week. We're all a family here. Chew really illustrates it, but the Perfect Pour is a family, and we appreciate you being here. Remember that Friday night Zooms, and you want to hang out with the listeners of the show, you can message us if you want to know what that is, or you can message Chew Your Beer or Jazz, whatever, man. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Woo.
Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Oh.
Check your dates. Put on a mask.
Oh, there.
Put on a mask so that we could be in the same studio one day. One day we'll be in the same place.
This is up to you. This is yep. in your
hands. This is in your hands. Do you want the Perfect Four to be in one place, or do you want to keep doing this? It's up to you, bro. All right. Whee!
Oh, boy.